Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Warn Radio is now on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music in podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Podcast. Don't miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. The sons of God trust in Him, our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the glory of our Father and great God. We have notable examples of trusting God for refuge, protection, and promise. Bowing to Baal uncleanness. Bowing the knee to Baal or owing allegiance to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is a choice any person must make. Laughing or ignoring this is dangerous to your soul. Servant disciple, he is not above his master. Servant disciple, one of the common themes in the gospel end of days scenario is trouble worldwide. Matthew chapter 24 warns we are not to be deceived. And don't miss these posts. They are the latest on warn-usa.com. Prophetic Global Upheaval Assimilation, classic at Warn Radio. Prophetic global upheaval can be seen and felt here in America as division sweeps the nation. Amid bitterness and hate, the trust level is at zero. Ascendancy of the vilest men shall not prevail forever. This ascendancy of the vile and corrupt bring with it a connotation in the Hebrew of trembling terror. House divided, fighting God, the Kingdom War, Part 3 on Sound the Shofar. House divided describes the Kingdom War. This week in Part 3, we visit the Apostle Paul as he is brought before the council. In addition, this is our Lord who tells those watching that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana Glenn Smith. Everything was okay, or so they thought. A truth so unbelievable, it took a miracle to fight back. Don't miss The Rising. The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. Hidden within the storyline of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America now. You can get your copy of The Rising on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart, Angus & Robertson, and the Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. You can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian Books and Resource Shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, in spite of the election, I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's...
Greetings. Welcome to another Friday edition of Sound the Shofar. And hello, world. I was thinking this morning of Robin Williams and his Hello Vietnam. A very talented man that met a tragic end. You know, there's a lot of people that, when you look at show business and the talent they have, and it's all too often too easy to forget the important things, thinking that Hollywood is everything and that money is everything. And so once they get you in the grind, you got to keep making movies, keep making money, keep associating with everybody that you need to associate with in order to make a living, live in your house, and conform to Hollywood. And then all too often, as we've seen lately, in the last several years, a lot of the old Hollywood stars have disappeared. I don't do movies anymore. I was raised going to an outdoor drive-in, and we had a matinee theater, one where you'd go and you could watch movies inside. And there's a lot of difference. For the most part, I don't care for the movies. I don't go to movies. I don't have a TV. Well, I guess I do have a TV. I just don't have cable. But I do have a few other things. Occasionally we watch things. But the bottom line of it is that they can skew what life is really about. They can skip around the issues. They can stand up, like many of them do, against various hot-button issues. And, of course, there's a lot of issues. I don't like what they're doing in America today. But America, for all intents and purposes, you know, is full of the spirit of Mystery Babylon. Now remember, Mystery Babylon is not just going to be a corrupt place called Babylon. But Babylon is a word that we remember from the Old Testament. It was notoriously corrupt. And it was Babylon who took the children of Israel, Judah, into captivity. But the spirit, the mystery of iniquity and lawlessness is here, in all of its unmitigated darkness. And that will eventually bring in the Dark One. And of course, there is another dark one. The first one in Revelation 13 is what we would call the beast, the Antichrist. But see, there's lots of Antichrist. Son of perdition. He is the first one. The second one we officially call the false prophet. And he's the one that will do the bidding of the first beast and has all the power of the first beast. At any rate, from the looks of the way things are going, you know, we've got plenty of lawlessness. Today we're looking at Throne of Iniquity, Part 6, and there is a throne of iniquity. We have numerous humans sitting on thrones of iniquity. Now, they may be elected as president or whatever their leadership is called. Nonetheless, the thing that powers it is a throne of iniquity or principalities and powers. And in America, we have a throne of iniquity. And we have godlessness. And we have given America over to the pitfalls and lusts of younger generationals who believe things that are offensive, that are godless, and that unless they repent, they will spend eternity in a burning fire. This country needs to repent. And while I like revivals, unless these revivals can thoroughly change America, and so that America will repent wholeheartedly. But there's a lot of Americans that won't repent, a lot of politicians that won't repent. And so we have to stand up against the mystery of iniquity by preaching the truth and telling the truth. But you see, these guys own all the tech. And I've warned about this, and I've told Tower about it many years ago. I used to talk about it many years ago. None of this is surprising to me. And Joe Biden doing is not a surprise to me. And it's not because I'm so smart and I'm so perfect, but it's because the Lord warned me. I do have an anointing, and I do have a purpose, and I was personally called to do this on the internet and to send this word and warning as far as I could do it. And so I had to learn to do all this. And today I sit before you and I do pretty much the tech work and everything else. I did that in order to keep the cost down. Our purpose is to get the Word of God globally, as far as it'll go, and it's already doing that. It's been doing that for years. We've had probably a visit from every nation on earth that has the internet over these many years. And in our 25th year, Warren Radio, the WIVR Warren Radio, is gearing up for the rest that's coming. And I don't mean rest like go to sleep. I mean the rest, a group of people that will rule and reign in iniquity and darkness. And America, unless it repents, it is going to be a mess here. But not to depress you, because there is a Lord on the throne and he's coming again. And so, as we look at this, this is part 6 of Throne of Iniquity. And the key words for this one is condemn innocent blood. Innocent blood is when you find someone who is innocent. Abortion, killing innocent babies. Or even in the persecution of Christians that are killed for their faith. And also innocent blood can be considered even for the Uyghurs who are being used as a grocery store for people who want to buy body parts. And for this, China should be condemned. But China openly markets this. They openly kill Uyghurs for their parts. And it's a godless society over there. Now, I do like the culture. But I do not like what they're doing. They have a lot of blood on their hands, and judgment will come. I guarantee you. Judgment will come to China. And the thing here is, it will be devastating. And the communists that rule it won't be able to hide behind their ruling chairs and ruling body anymore, because all will be made plain. There's a lot of states, nations, that are guilty of shedding innocent blood, including America and Americans and individuals. You stand condemned. If you're a Christian and you believe that abortion is all right, you're in trouble. If you openly profess and practice it, you're in trouble. Now, if you have had an abortion and you've sought the Lord, and you know, He'll forgive you of that. It's not an unforgivable crime. But it's unforgivable when we flaunt it. In persecution of Christians, we know this one real well. We do a show on it every week. Been doing it for years. And Christians are getting killed simply for having church. And last week there was Christians killed. The report came out that Muslim extremists killed Christians just so they wouldn't vote in the election. This is the kind of stuff we're seeing globally. It's a time of lawlessness. They killed the Christians because they didn't want them to vote. China kills Uyghurs just so they can get body parts to sell. Disgusting, unclean, lawless. Blood guilt, the killing of the innocent. So we find today, in America and globally, now take note, in America, the enemy of God and of Christians are seen gathering against the believers or followers of the Lord. The enemy finds the purpose of condemning them and killing them. But before they do that, they find fault. Try to find an opening so they can condemn them. Throw them in jail, do anything they can to shut them up. And so when they proceed and wind up killing them, that is innocent blood. But see, the thing of it is what the wicked don't understand, whether you're in the Old Testament or the New Testament, there were always those who were innocent in their ways before God. And whether you're in the Old Testament or New, these who knew God were targeted by the enemies of God. And these enemies, even today, justify destroying the innocent. And they come up with some reason to condemn them or find fault with them. And all we have to do is look around in our societies today, and we will find that daily innocent blood is spilled. These are the days of lawlessness. But Christ has overcome lawlessness. We are not to fear our enemies. We have the Lord. We do not fear those who kill the body, but fear him who can kill the body and destroy the soul in hell. Yes, we fear him. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But the bottom line of it is, today in America and around the world, the whore of Babylon, the spirit of Babylon, with her cup of iniquity and abominations and blasphemies before God, has poured it out. And the nations have drunk, and they have become drunk to the point they're in a stupor. And they cannot understand or see that what they do is godless. And it'll bring condemnation and judgment. And unless people repent and turn from their ways, they will die in their sins. And there is only one way, and that is through Yahshua, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So Psalm 94:20-23. Now this is one of the main things when we talk about the throne of iniquity. I want to point it to you. Psalm 94, verse 20. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. Now see, he's talking. And see, the one that's answering this says this: but the Lord is my defense, my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. So you have someone who knows the Lord. And the question is, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, O friend of God, follower, child of God, Christian, believer? Shall the throne of iniquity and what they do have fellowship with you? Shall darkness have fellowship with light? Shall the truth join up with falsehood? And this is interesting, which frameth mischief by a law. See, that's going on in America today, and Joe Biden is good at it. And so is a lot of these woke prosecutors by George Soros, who supports them. They frame mischief by a law. They cause trouble. And in America, our mischief are those that take the law and weaponize it and turn it against innocent people. They dangle them like a worm over a fire because they despise them. And one of the biggest examples we have today is what they've done to President Trump. For years and years they've been going after him, never letting him go, and it's cost him money and time and everything else, and yet he keeps going. And you better thank God for this guy, You better pray for him. Because he needs protection and help. But seeing if it wasn't Donald Trump, it'd be somebody else. And when there's nobody standing in the way like the Trumps or somebody else, then it'll come on your head. It'll come to you directly. America. You who rejoiced at what happens to Donald Trump will find what it's like, for it will come upon you. Whatever you reap, you will sow. And there's nothing more evident than the time that we are in. Now is the time to repent. Now is the time to get right with the Lord. I'm not here to beg you. If I have to beg you, then it ain't going to work anyway. You have to receive him. John chapter 1. His own didn't receive him, but as many as did receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. You must be born again of the Spirit. John 3. And you can read about confession of sins in Romans chapter 3 through 7. There's a whole bunch of stuff that'll help you understand that. And the purpose, 1 John 1, to walk in the light as he is in the light. You'll find it in that context in 1 John 1. These are just a few of the scriptures. If you sincerely want to repent, then you'll find the Lord. But if you're mocking him, your mockery will turn to judgment and it'll be on your own head. In Matthew 13:57, we find Jesus, Yahshua, and we find people being offended of him, you know, in his own area where he's from, his own town, his own house. It says, and they were offended in him, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And that's like America is now. The America that I was raised in had churches everywhere. Sunday wasn't even a day to be open. It was a day to be in church. And yes, you can hackle over the Sabbath. And Tower and I keep the Sabbath. But yet, there's so many things that we allow to divide us. So if you're in this fight, don't be surprised if people are offended by your Christianity and your faith. The only time they're not offended is when they're just like you and they've been delivered. Or when you meet a sinner. He could be a lawyer, even one of them wicked ones. But he's finally met the truth of what he's doing. And God has revealed it to him, and he's repenting. If this country would pay attention, there is a good way and a good belief that we could turn this nation around. And I've discussed that. And I've showed people exactly where it is in the prophets. And it's not 2 Chronicles. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, seek my face, and repent of their sins, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. That's a good scripture. I'm not saying it's not. But there is a context for a nation that turns from its ways and seeks God, and he will hear from heaven, and he will turn and do them good. There is a place, and it's found in Jeremiah chapter 18. And that's where America is and the nations are today. And most of these that don't think judgment's here are nuts. You know, and while I'm talking about things, you know, Joe Biden, I was told ahead of time, number one, long before anybody thought about it, Joe Biden would win the election. Number two, it was not going to be like they thought it was going to be. And three, that there would be a coup d'etat coming out of the Biden White House. That is, not overthrowing the Biden White House, but overthrowing America and what it is like. And that's exactly what Biden has been doing now with some help. Rumors, strong rumors in some places, say that Barack Obama's in there guiding him all the step of the way. But, you know, he may be guiding him, but I doubt he's in the White House. He's got Susan Rice in there, if my memory serves me correct. And she will do anything for Obama. So make no mistake, what you see coming out of the White House is deceit. And this administration is wicked. It's a wicked administration. And those who are pushing his policies are either doing it blindly or they're wicked too. And I call them all out, they're not going to listen. Now in Matthew 5:12, and see, the thing of it is, the Pharisees didn't like the Lord's teachings on traditions. And they didn't like him because the Lord called him out. In Matthew 15:12, it says, "Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying?" And they were offended. And he did call him out. He told him, "You don't even keep the law." And then when you look at the high priest himself, he called the Lord, you know, what he was saying, blasphemy, and he deserved to die. See, religion will kill you, destroy you. But their problem is they didn't want to lose power. None of them did. So in order to keep their power, they had to oppose the Son of God, who came to die on the cross for all men. And in the end, God used their own hatred and lust for power against them by sending a son, and they condemned him to death. And by dying on the cross, he set all men free. And women, of course, all people, free, if they would but come to him. The Pharisees are offended at you, Lord. Well, of course they are. He told them the truth. And you just watch how quick people get offended in America when you start telling the truth. Mark 4:17. You know, and this is really where we come in at. Those who hear the gospel, you know, even if they don't really know it or understand the full thing, the word of God is the seed that is planted in the hearts of men, and God adds the increase. (Clears throat) And the Lord gives several different scenarios about those hearing it. Now in Mark 4:17, he talks about people who had received the word. And these are the ones that immediately, you know, they received it with joy and stuff. But he goes on to say, and have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time. And afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Now see, this is very important for America. America has been blessed. We've had churches, seminaries, Bible colleges. I graduated from Bible college myself. But you see, like I talked to a native pastor in India many, many years ago. And I told him about America and their faith. And I said, you're not going to be able to depend on America all the time. Because judgment will come. Things will happen. But you see, it's just astounding that America, the way it is, would get that way. Now see, these don't have the root. You know, in other words, their faith is a mile wide and an inch deep. And this brother in India told me that the pastors around there believe that. That they're shallow. Matter of fact, he told me back then, this has been many, many years ago, they were praying for persecution to come to America so their roots would get deep. Now, he's since died. But, you know, when you talk to people, and I talked to him on the phone, I called him. It's just amazing. Clear across the world, there's this brother. Don't look anything like me, a white man. But when you find another brother or sister in the Lord, and they know you're a brother and a sister, they should be able to come up and hug your neck and say, I love you, bro, or sister. With no fleshly connotations. Heart to heart. Person to person. I love you, bro, means I trust you. You're my brother in Christ. But see, I found over the years in the ministry, some of the biggest people, biggest groups of people I had to watch out for, was when people would call me up, talk to me on the phone, and call me their pastor. Only to find out later they were trying to destroy me from behind my back through innuendo and gossip. And I have had my words with the deacons. One Sunday morning while I was youth pastor, I was headed up to the Bema seat and everything. That's where the pastors and everybody sit on a Sunday morning. And then there's the altar, the platform, the speaker. That's the Bema seat. And they stopped me before I got up there, and they said, they were coming down the stairs, there was two of them. They said, we don't want you around here anymore. He said, you take your bag of Bible school stuff and get out of here. We don't want you here. it was kind of interesting because eventually the pastor talked to me. He was going to do what they wanted. Friends of mine in the church, one was a deacon, he voted with him. He came over later to apologize. And I said, "You were with him?" And he said, "Yes." I said, "You voted with him?" And he said, "Yes." I said, "Why did you do that?" He said, "I don't know. I have a jellyfish backbone." And I looked at him and said, "Well, I guess you do." He was a good man, though. So was his family. Good, solid Christians. But in this, he got caught up. I don't have any hard feelings. I got over that years ago. But as a young man, this was something that I had to learn. My faith, my calling, does not depend on you. It doesn't depend on what you think of me. It doesn't depend on what America thinks on me. It depends on the Lord. He's the one that called me. He's the one that came in to where I was at one night while I was on the internet. And I was going through tough times. He is the one that called me and told me what I was to do. And he was right behind me, and I was so afraid to look around. The presence of the Spirit of God was unbelievable. And I can still feel the presence of the Lord now. The confirmation of the Spirit of God in my heart. He told me what he wanted me to do, and I laughed. And I was crying at the same time because I was so messed up. I had troubles physically. But he started me on a path. He healed me. And he brought me back. And it was through prayer and fasting and the Word of God and spending time before him and confessing sins and weeping. I remember one time I was on the floor weeping and crying and, you know, confessing. And finally, all of a sudden, I stopped. And all of a sudden, I felt it was over. I'm not going to do that anymore. And the Lord said, "Are you done now?" Well, yeah, I was done. I said, "Yes, I'm done." He then said to me, "Get up." I did. And I tell you this, and I've said it before, we're in a war, people. And you're going to have people, just like the Lord said, they'll be offended at you. And you'll have people that'll be offended you that are close to you, like they were in Matthew 13:7. The Lord was in his own country, even in his own house, and they were offended at him. And then you're going to see those, and you're going to be tempted too. You're going to understand that when an affliction and persecution is going to come to America. Now it'd be good if we could get everybody on the same page and get them all repented. But the thing that's happened overseas is that there's a lot of the enemies of God that are actually coming to the gospel. And these are done. We've been following this for a long time. But you see, I mean, true battle, miraculous events happen. Old Testament type, apostleship type. Unbelievable. And so while Christians do get killed, their enemies and the leaders of those who tried to kill them are coming to the Lord. So if you see a little bit of a revival in America and you see some miracles happening, you might just think that's the Lord trying to tell you something. You know, you're suffering here just like Israel suffered. And Israel suffered because they fell away from the Lord. So God sent famine and plagues and the enemy into their own land, a lot of other stuff, to turn them back to Him. And America will suffer the same thing. Paul in Acts 25 and verse 8 said, he said, neither against the law of the Jews, neither against the temple, nor yet against Caesar, have I offended anything at all. And the Jews were actually accusing him of a lot of stuff. And they tried to kill him on many occasions when he was spreading the gospel. And it got real bad when he did go back to Jerusalem. And so it got to the point where he had to say, I appeal to Caesar, and off to Rome he went. You see, there is an enemy. He hasn't gone anywhere. It has been a long, long time since the Apostle Paul was walking around in our Lord. They're still alive. But in the nations of men, there are people that are never going to repent. Now, Psalm 94 again. And, yeah, this is a big, long psalm. I'm not going to read all of this, but it's a good psalm. You can read the whole thing. But here, listen to a few of the verses. Psalm 94, verse 1. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, and render a reward to the proud. Now these are the wicked. Lord, and this is prideful of heart. And it's a kind of pride that brings out wickedness and corrupts them. How long shall the wicked triumph? Now we could say the same thing. How long is this going to go on? How long do we got to put up with this? How long do we got to put up with people trying to throw Trump in jail? How long are we going to put up with Biden and those behind him wanting to destroy America? How long are we going to put up with these kind of prosecutors that George Soros gets away with and gives them money to become elected so they can let criminals out of jail and pursue people that love America and want to keep it? How long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? You get online? Believe me, I spend 5 days a week, almost all day long, writing, publishing, taking care of our websites. Hang on a minute. I'm doing a show now. But you are, but I am live.
Oh.
I'll call you back.
All right, bye.
Okay. So now I better not forget that. That's another call. That happens. This is a live studio. You might even hear satyrs once in a while walking by. That's my buddy, my dog. Been with us many years. At any rate, back to this. You know, and when you look at like David and others, they had enemies. And yes, you're going to find some of them that did things that weren't right, but they repented. But see, the wicked don't change. Uttering and speaking hard things. And those who are workers of iniquity, they boast about it. And what do they do? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. Of course they do. They go after them. They slay the widow, the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Well, today they may not say the God of Jacob won't regard it, but they don't care about Christianity. They don't care what faith you are. The wicked are the wicked. You know, and they speak things, hard things, tough things, things of iniquity, things that divide. You get online and all the internet, the only thing it does is make the wicked, you know, more bold in what they say. Just like that came out here this last week, a black guy who said, you know, I want to kill whites. We need to remove all the whites. And there was a whole thing that he said, it made the news. But the thing of it is, he sees white as being the color to hate. Well, see, first of all, white people aren't white. Now, see, they accuse me of being white, but my flesh, you know, it's a fleshly color, a light brown color. It's not white. The pages I write on, they're white, okay? If you're going to call us white, you're wrong. We are colored, only lighter colored than the colored people, and all the blacks aren't black. They're different colors. They're different shades. Give me a break here. But see, the real thing is what the Lord spoke to me one day while I was concerned about a lot of things that's happening. And he said, sin is not in the skin. Sin is that which lay within. So remember that. Sin is not in the skin, but in that which is within. And I'll tell you, thank God, on Trump's team and in Christianity and in churches, there are people of all colors and races which are great people. Because they've been born again. They know the Lord. Ninety 90% of the people that we're representing when we do our advocacy, there's a lot of them from countries where you can call them, you know, black or brown. But that's the way it is. But yet we also talk about countries where they're predominantly white. But they're not white. Matter of fact, they're all shades. Whites are a shade of brown. They're shades of black. Even the Chinese people have a shade all their own. Because God loves variety. Christ died for all people. He didn't die for the white. Matter of fact, Yahshua wasn't born in a white nation. Chances of him being pearly white are slim to none. You know what? You want to know what color is? And I hear this from people all the time. Oh, Jesus is black, or Jesus is this, and Jesus is that. First of all, in the original Greek, his name is Jesus. And his Hebrew messianic name, or title, is Yeshua HaMashiach. But nevertheless, his color is glory. Okay? Yeah, you try to go up to him. He said, I don't want no white Jesus. and I don't want no black Jesus. I want, you know, well, screw you and the horse you came in on, okay? I don't care. Keep your mouth shut, go tell someone else. And online, I get every kind of jerk, dipwit, and drunkhead that wants to come up and cause trouble. And I don't listen to it. I don't put up with it. If they continue to cause trouble when they're following me, the minute they do, they get banned. I don't talk or discuss anything with anybody online. You want to talk to me, you get over to our websites and send us a message through our contact form. If you're too lazy to do that, you don't need to talk to me. Go find somebody else. You want to listen to what I say? You want to listen and know what I say? Don't ask me online. I'll put things online, but anything beyond that, you need to contact me. If you're too lazy to go to the websites and contact me properly, and no, I'm not going to give you my phone. I've already been down all these trails, folks, and I ain't going down them again. But I'm telling you today, you read Psalm 94 and think about it. Let the Lord speak to you about it. Because we're in trouble. And you may not want to hear that. Now, next week, we're going to be covering when the watchmen are drunken on the watch. Or when they're doing things. You know, there's some other descriptions in there. And that would be a good question to ask right now. Where are all those that are watching America and supposed to be warning the church? We've been doing it for 25 years. And most of America's never even heard of me. And I'm not interested in being famous. But I want them to hear the word. So folks, take care of yourselves and your families. I pray for this country. And I've spent a lot of time in these 25 years almost. This is our 25th year, as I said, warning America for one reason. Not to get rich, but to come to the Lord. And I'm not here for your money. I'm not here for fame. I don't need publicity. I don't want publicity. You just find the Lord. And things will be fine with me. Because I know who my strength is, my hope is. So until next week, take care of yourselves and be blessed. Go by our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Until next week, I send you blessings and hope. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and give you peace. May His light shine so you can walk in the path of His guidance. This is the Watchman. Have a great weekend. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.